Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need scum now, more than ever.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Inner Rock.
Hey, Safe from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Rust and Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
We'll be right back. saving up my money, but I got nowhere to go. Hey, oh, hey, hey. Saving up my money, give me all my heart a day.
Makes no sense. sense. It makes no sense who we are and what we choose to be. Is anybody out there? Is anyone listening to me? A message and a future for those who choose to live. But I don't have the answers, cause it's not my choice to give.
Well, do you like the new format? Biffy Scott Club is back for another week. Yes, indeedy. It is time for ska. And we kick this week's Biffy Scott Club off with a little trip down to the Republic of South Africa. Not sure why. I just thought we haven't played them for a while. And I like to dive deep into the history of ska in certain countries. As I was kind of jumping into ska compilations from various countries. I'm pretty sure we did the Netherlands, Indonesia. I'm sure there's a few others kicking around. I thought we need to revisit this. Now the new format of Beefy Ska Club is underway. I'm pretty sure we're going to jump back into that type of deal to kick each week's show off. So, what are we here? Hog! Huggity Hog! From Cape Town. Those guys formed in 1995. If you haven't got your hands on the album Oink, one of my favourite albums of all time, you should. You really, really should. Go and search it out. No, don't do it now because you're listening to this show, which is pretty much more important than listening to Oink, but get the chance. Go and check out Hog Hoggity Hog. In particular, Oink, like I said, one of my favourite albums of all time. Willie White is what you heard off the Hog album. 2005 Oink came out. Then you heard one of the original ska bands, although they are described as white man's reggae band from Johannesburg. They existed between 78 and 83. Saving Up My Money was their second single off the Going Straight album from 1981. They were out of Johannesburg. Like I said, they are widely regarded as South Africa's first ever ska band. Even though I've listened to Going Straight today, there's not too much ska going on in the albums. There's a bit of a loose description of Flash Harry. Definitely, definitely white man's reggae, if that is such a thing. It is now. And we finished up with Half Price from Cape Town. No Sense off their Band album, 2003. However, the original version of No Sense came out on their debut album, which essentially, it sounds like a series of demos, really. They actually got in Biffy's top 30 of 2024, did Half Price, with, I think it was something like Friends and Relatives or a track like that, which is absolutely brilliant. I should know what it was off the top of my head, and I've just forgotten what it was. Anyway, Half Price news. If you are in Europe, they are heading your way in September. They're going to Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, back to Germany, bit of Prague action, and then Augsburg in Germany, then Switzerland, back to Germany, and finishing off in Switzerland as well. Now, they're also playing some South African shows, including a hometown show with the Medicine Dolls, LLSO, and Miss Jackson on the 21st of June in Cape Town. Then they go Durban, 10-20, Pretoria, Johannesburg, Edenvale, and that is the Cape Town show to finish off their South African tour. I love this description. Half Price isn't just a band, it's a full-throttle, beer-drenched, mosh pit-starting punk rock experience straight out of South Africa. A high-energy, satirical punk rock and ska powerhouse with raw energy, sharp humour, and anthemic chaos to lift your spirits. Now, what they don't tell you here as well, they are officially non-profit. Anything they make goes to charity, which is phenomenal. And that's why we love Half Price on this show. And not only do they make great music, they basically do it for the community. And they've been around a long time. 6 albums, I think they've done so far. Yeah, great stuff, Half Price. We do like to hear more from those guys. And the fact they're going to Europe to play a load of shows is absolutely spectacular. Alrighty. So, South Africa, we ticked them off on the list. If you are a fan of the show and you want me to dive deep into a certain country, then chuck it my way. Go to Beefy Scar Club on Facebook. I haven't sorted out the Twitter. I am on Instagram. I don't do much on Instagram, but you can contact me. I'll get a notification if you find me on there. Send me a message. Let me know what country you want me to have a look at. Like I said, I'm pretty sure we've done... We definitely did Netherlands because they released a compilation. I found an Indonesian ska compilation from the late 90s. I'll have to have a look through my records. Like I said, I had a month off to have an operation. So my head is a bit confused about where we've been and what we've done. But just send me a message and we can do what we can from our end, and then that'll be fun. You are tuned into Beefy Ska Club, the world's number one ska radio show, coming at you live from Melbourne in Australia. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of Beefy's Ska Cult. We are in Melbourne, and Melbourne's biggest ska exports, Melbourne Ska Orchestra, have just announced a tour and have released a new single. I'll tell you more about the tour after we hear Walls of Jericho, Melbourne Ska Orchestra's new single.
'cause I don't know what the fuck's going on. But realistically, I think I do. But more realistically, I think I'm doing too much crime. What's the crime? I'm really, really ripped. I tried to make a sandwich, but that sail has shipped. And, fuck this.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Why not?
Nah. I'm gonna try it again.
I smoke too many joints, way, way too many joints. I can't feel my face and my hands are like Play-Doh. Smoking tornado. Goddamn, where the day go? Hey, Auntie, you reckon we should start getting back into blazing?
Ah, the Bennies. They've got a brand new album out. It is called You Can't Put Out This Fire. You just heard Stoned to the Bone off that album. Tomorrow night, they start their You Can't Put Out This Fire album tour. They're at the Lion Arts Factory in Adelaide. Then they go Mount Gambier. Then they go to Ballarat. Saturday night in Melbourne. Yes, Saturday night in Melbourne. They're at the Evelyn. Tickets still available. So if you are in Melbourne, then you can get along and see the Bennies. Slim Krusty is supporting the Bennies on the whole tour. I think the Kitty Hawks may be playing with the Bennies on Saturday night at the Evelyn. Then they go Albury, Canberra, Wollongong. They're basically playing every night apart from a few. And I believe they're driving, which is manic. The distances they're going to cover is phenomenal. So, I don't know whether they're going to drive to Western Australia, because they are playing Fremantle, Scarborough, Sunbury, Manjimup, and then they nip to Tasmania. So, I'm guessing they're flying. Hobart, Forth, and Launceston. Then they're up to Queensland in August. Mackay, Townsville, Cairns, Maroochydore. So, after Melbourne, Albury, Canberra, Wollongong, Sydney, then the Gold Coast, Toowoomba, and Brisbane. Playing the Brightside, Brisbane, June the 1st. Alrighty, so, check out the Bennies, the new album tour. Sensational live act. Do not miss them, because no two shows are ever alike with the Bennies. They are crazy. Before that, brand new single came out a couple of weeks ago from Melbourne Ska Orchestra. It's called Walls of Jericho. They start their world tour. Yes, the Ballad of Monte Loco world tour. They start in Sydney on the 1st of August, then they go to Canberra, Cairns, Geelong, Castlemaine, Hobart, Adelaide, Fremantle, Brisbane, Gold Coast, Melbourne on the 3rd of October. The new album is out soon. Now, I did see that they are heading off to Canada next month, but I am trying to find some dates, but I can't. As soon as I say that, guess what pops up? 4th of July, Sudbury, Ontario. 6th of July, Orillia, Ontario. The Mariposa Folk Festival. 9th of July in Quebec, Festival d'Été de Quebec. Ottawa on the 10th of July at Blues Fest. And 12th and 13th of July in Winnipeg, Manitoba at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. So if you're in Canada, you will get your Melbourne Ska Orchestra fix in early July. So that's fantastic. I'm assuming the way they'll do it with the new album, there'll be a couple of new tracks to come my way before they start touring and before the album comes out. Fingers crossed. Anyway, I will be talking to Nikki about that and making sure that the Big Beef Man is your one-stop shop for Melbourne Ska Orchestra news. Alrighty, well, we're getting into it. You are tuned in to Beefy's Ska Club. We have a new format. It's a little bit different, but it's quite a bit the same. And every segment that we used to do, we are still doing. I think it's time for
Beefy's Cover of the Week now, baby. Beefy's Cover of the Week.
Oh, yeah, Beefy's Cover of the Week is back. Look, Beefy's Cover of the Week doesn't have to be new, but I do like to have new covers there. And I've been saying for a few weeks, a few months, basically all through this year, that 2025 is the year of the ska cover. I'm not sure how to describe these guys. Basically, they've released albums of Frank Turner covers. They have just released the third album of Skank Turner. This is Tape Deck Ska. If you haven't checked out Frank Turner, and he's kind of ska adjacent. His songs aren't ska at all, by the way, but he kind of fits in with the ska crowd for some unknown reason. It's kind of a bit punk, a bit folky. I'm a massive Frank Turner fan, by the way. I really am. And he puts on a great live show. Very energetic. I think he kind of buys into the ska ethos. And I do remember an interview with him that he is a big ska fan. So he's a big live music fan, to be completely honest. Anyway, Skank Turner, they've released the third of their Frank Turner covers albums. If I could speak properly, I'd be very, very dangerous. I have chosen The Way I Tend to Be of the latest album. This is Skank Turner, Beefy's Cover of the Week.
Some mornings are pretty far evening for the day to be done. Some summer days I hide away, wait for rain to come. Cause it turns out hell will not be found within the fires below. But in making do and muddling through when there's nowhere else to go, then I remember you. The way you shine like truth in all you do. And if you remember me, you could save me from the way I tend to be. The way I tend to be. Some days I wake up. So long I'm scared, I've forgotten how to stand. To stand alone in airport bars and gather thoughts to think. But if all I have was one long road, it could drive a man to drink. But then I remember you. And the way you shine like truth in all you do. And if you remember me, you can save me from the way I tend to be. Cause I've said I love you so many times, words kind of die in my mouth. Now I'm in it each time with each beautiful woman, but somehow it never works out. You stood apart in my callous heart, and you taught me, and here's what I've learned. Love is about all the changes you make, and not just three small words. Then I catch myself catching yourself, someone else, in a crowded space. And it takes me somewhere I cannot quite place. Then I remember you. The new way you shine like something I do too. You remember me. You can save me from the way I tend to be. The way I tend to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ganadores, perdedores, ganadores, perdedores.
out of Sydney from 1984. I'm not quite sure whether it's the Lemonade song, which is what it's referred to, or just Lemonade. The Leftovers only did two releases, but were huge in Sydney in the early 80s. Like I said, only did two releases, which is a bloody shame because they before my time, obviously, but such a good sounding band. Did a cover of Susan Beware of the Devil, which apparently got in the Australian charts quite high up, I believe. So there you go, The Leftovers. Only got five tracks to choose from, so I'm not going to play one of their covers. Only got four tracks to choose from. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You will hear The Leftovers every now and again on the show because I can't keep just dropping it. And also, I've got to say, when I'm looking through their songs, Double Bay and Yay Al off the Lemonade release, they're like a minute 30 each as well, so I could double them up. There's not much to choose from, is there? Let's be honest. Alrighty, before that, bands you didn't know played ska! From Medellin, Colombia, Detective Wad. Yes, Detective Wad from Medellin. 2020 release, El Ska, off Quanta Porqueria, their album that came out. Now, they're a bit of a punk thrash band, but they do throw, well, quite a bit of ska. Well, not quite a bit of ska. They're not a ska band, but they do a few ska songs. Let's put it that way. So, bands you didn't know played ska, Detective Wad. From Medellin, Colombia, El Ska. Great tune. I love it. In fact, off Quanta Porqueria, there is two versions of El Ska. Banja didn't know play Ska twice. Anyway, before that, Beefy's cover of the week, Skank Turner out of England somewhere. The cover of Frank Turner's The Way I Tend to Be. They have released three Frank Turner cover albums so far. Tape Deck Ska is the latest one, and that came out a couple of weeks ago. Beefy's cover of the week. All right, we're going to mix up a bit of On This Day in Ska and a bit of Japanese Gold right now. Potshot. One of the most seminal ska punk bands to come out of Japan for years and years. They are back playing live, which is fan-bloody-tastic. I'm going to go right back to their debut release, their single that came out in 1996. They are on a 30th anniversary tour. Someone to lean on. Potshot!
Who does it take? Can you see what you mean? just eat very easy. Say, I just eat very easy. My countenance won't sound. It's just believe in yourself. It's just believe in yourself. For real, the goal of your dreams. With confidence, you can manage it. Success is on everything. Than we go. Process is found. People quitting, people starting. Say, I can eat very easy. Say, I can eat very easy. My confidence moves on. It's just believe in yourself. It's just believe in yourself. I can't help another dream. Oh, remember me.
Is that Rude Bones out of Tokyo, Japan. Now, Rude Bones, oh, I better tell you what that was. Remember Me off their Get Mad Now album. That came out on this day, 2005. Rude Bones. They have done, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 albums. Get Mad Now was their ninth album. I love a bit of Rude Bones. Now, a bit of Rude Bones news. Also, Potshot, 30th anniversary. We played their initial, their debut single, Someone to Lean On, that came out in 1996. Now, this weekend, Let It Slide, back to the 1999 Scarcore Ska Punk. Rude Bones and Potshot are playing. I'm not 100% sure where that is, because the poster's in Japanese, and it hasn't got a kind of an Englishized date on it. But that's on Sunday, all right? So if you're somewhere in Japan... honestly, I can't. Let's have a look here. Let's see if it can translate. No, I still don't know. And then Shimokitazawa, the following Saturday, 31st of May, Rude Bones and Potshot again. So they're doubling up for two weekends running. And then Potshot go on their 30th anniversary tour. The Living Dead of the Ska Punk is the name of the tour. They're going to Chiba, Kumagawa, Gifu, Yanagezi, Osaka, Sapporo, Tomakamai, Kobe, Tayu, Kyoto, and Tokyo, Shindaita Fever on... Oh, that's in November, so you got a little bit of time. So you got a little bit of time to sort out a bit of a trip to Japan to go and see Potshot. And you should, because they are awesome, and they're celebrating their 30th anniversary. So double play from Tokyo there. Potshot celebrating their 30th anniversary. I believe that they formed on the 17th of May to 1995. So there you go, 30 years ago this week. And then Rude Bones on this day! in Ska, released their ninth studio album, Get Mad Now, and I picked Remember Me off that album. So, we are into On This Day in Ska, On This Day in 2003, Less Than Jake released Anthem. I've Gone Live, one of my favourite Less Than Jake tracks. She's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, she's gonna break soon. Anthem came out on this day, 2003. Less Than Jake.
She's gonna break soon. See your lighters in the air. It goes like this. It goes, she's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, gonna break soon. Yeah, she's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, gonna break soon. With so many problems in her life, it really comes as no surprise. And she's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, she's gonna break. Welcome to a busy, busy life, but we're going out and getting high. And following all her latest trends, by shedding all her oldest friends. It's been weeks worth of weekends, big ideas with big passions, her best friends. She's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, gonna break soon. Yeah, she's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, gonna break soon. So many problems in her life, it just comes as no surprise. She's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, she's gonna break. She's been thinking wishes she could hide from the girls with her comments passing by. It's her voice in the bars on Friday night, and replace the emptiness inside. She'll be spending her whole weekend making laughs and making slaps with her fake friends. And she's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, gonna break soon. She's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, gonna break soon. So many problems in her life, it just comes as no surprise. She's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, she's gonna break. Hey, yeah, yeah, she's gonna break. Hey, yeah, yeah. Promises you made that fell. Grab her like a kid by nose. And last night's dirty clothes around the floor. To the phone, and it's been disconnected months ago. No thoughts from your friends back home. You lost your point of view. Now it's got the best of, got the best of, got the best of you. She's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, gonna break soon. Yeah, she's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, gonna break soon. There's so many problems in her life, just comes as no surprise. She's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, she's gonna break. Yeah, 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 break soon, gonna break soon, she's gonna break. Yeah, yeah, oh, break soon, gonna break soon, she's gonna break. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah, she's gonna break. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah, she's gonna break. So many problems in her life, it just comes as no surprise. She's gonna break. You guys rock, thank you.
Thank you.
Tyrone Downey. Happy heavenly birthday, Tyrone Downey. Would have been 69 today. Unfortunately, passed away a couple of years ago. Now, Tyrone, not really an influence on the ska scene. In fact, his only kind of claim, and it's not really a claim, that he was part of Bob Marley and the Wailers, and he was a little bit younger than most of the band. He wasn't involved in kind of the 60s ska explosion in Jamaica, but he was part of Bob Marley and the Wailers, so he would have played a lot of the Wailers' classic ska tunes along the way. Impact All-Stars and Now Generation also played with Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers and the Roots Architects. And as you can probably tell with that track, I have no doubt that he was influenced by Lee Scratch Perry at some stage, because that top-ranking special, some people are saying that's 1979, other people are saying that's 1984, not 100% sure. It's just crazy, but I'm liking it. Just different. Just doing a little bit of a ska reggae beat there. Crazy stuff. Tyrone Downey would have been 69 today. Very important part of Bob Marley and the Wailers. Basically played with them mid-70s all the way through. Also with Ziggy Marley and those guys and all the Marley tribute bands that went alongside. It doesn't say about the Wailing Wailers or is it Bob Anderson and those guys? I don't quite know in all honesty, but there you go. Jamaican keyboard player, producer and arranger, born on this day, 1956, Kingston, Jamaica, died at 66 in November 2022. We're going to play a bit of Bob Marley in a sec, but I have to back announce with Less Than Jake. She's going to break soon, a live version of what you heard. Anthem, their sixth studio album, came out on this day in 2003. Less Than Jake. Very, very active. Saw them play live not that long ago in Melbourne. They put out their Uncharted little EP late last year as well. So Less Than Jake. They are currently, or they're getting ready for tour. I think they're going to play Gainesville very, very shortly as well. All right, Beefy Ska Club, part one comes to a close for, well, the new format. It's kind of short and sweet, a little bit less, but you get a little bit more every week. I don't know if I've created more work for myself. I probably have, but there you go. I complained when I was kind of giving up the show, and all of a sudden I've got back into it, and now I'm creating more work for myself. But that's life, isn't it? That is absolutely life, and we do it for your listening pleasure. Where else would you hear Tyrone Downey's mad top-ranking special? I don't think that's getting played anywhere today. Well, you never know. Anyway, Biffy Ska Club, I'm going to bring it to a rather abrupt close because we've got so much to get through, it's not funny. Thank you for being part of Beefy Ska Club. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for your time. Always a pleasure, never a chore. We're going to go out with a bit of Tyrone Downey and Bob Marley Gold. This is a live version from their Uprising album, 1980. Could You Be Love?
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.